A long time had passed since Shango and Ogun arrived in Pangaea. They were men unlike any other, dark-skinned, yes, but massive in height and intellect. They towered over even the tallest men in their kingdoms. They knew things. They traveled in sky chariots, flashes of silver that streaked across the sky like lightning bolts. They defied Mother Earth's arms. Whenever anyone else fell from a cliff, they plummeted to their death. But Shango and Ogun floated to the ground safely if they wished. Sometimes they stayed aloft where they staged mock battles, although the citizens thought the fights were very, very real quarrels between brothers. Their weapons were superior to anything anyone had ever seen, terrifying purveyors of instant death. They were faster, stronger, and, as the women of the region would glowingly attest, better endowed and more virile than any other man in all the region. Upon their arrival, long before almost anyone could remember, Shango had taken control of Abzu, where he organized mining expeditions for gold. The heavy yellow metal was plentiful in Abzu. Children often picked nuggets out of the riverbed and played with them. They liked the way the sun glinted from the shimmering surface. Women wore golden adornments without any thought. Men regularly mixed flecks of gold into building materials. Consequently, Abzu was known as the city that glows. Ogun seized control of Alika. Upon his initial inspection, his men had found gold everywhere. He was sure his would be the richer kingdom. Only after the bargain with Shango was struck did Ogun realize his land was downriver from Abzu. What he found so readily at the beginning quickly ceased to exist once Shango's miners began mining in earnest and dammed the river. They did not cut off the flow of water. Shango believed the life-giving element belonged to everyone, but he was not as generous with the shimmering element often found in the riverbed. Before the sluices were opened to allow water to flow into Alika, Shango's men carefully inspected the area to guard against large quantities of gold from washing away. Still, occasionally, as a joke and to keep the sibling rivalry alive, Shango would instruct his chief engineer to seed the water bound for his brother's land with just enough gold to make it interesting.